I'm gonna let it shine, so bright, let it shine. This little light of mine will burn so bright that not only my people, but all people will see it burn. Burn, baby, burn.
State has to be somewhere, and the soul biologists don't know where it is. And of course, as a polymath, I'm into physics, maths, psychic warfare. It of course would reside in the bioplasm and soul fluid, which the Russian psychic warfare program found, which then of course is underlied by quantum mechanics, torsion fields, scalar fields, scalionic fields, and all the other stuff.
You gotta underlie stuff, you know? The real truth. Now we got these people talking and talking, and then you're talking about scalar waves and torsion fields, man. Just show me what that is in a psychic way. Telepathically transmit that image and the feeling of what those phenomena are. If you're truly an advanced being, or you're just some guy talking words that you heard, Tim Riffat. The real truth is in the music. It's in the music. Do I idea? Until 2:19. The music makes you feel the torsion fields. The only guy I heard really talking about torsion fields was a straight up fool snake oil salesman named David Wilcock. At any rate, it's all about the vibrations. I torsion up some woodwind juice in my face hole. There's your reverse agent. Turn the book of the material world on to the next page. Fly on by.
And I don't need
to next week.
Traffic cop, light coach, lights flashing on and on. Tell me which way to go.
Boy, watch out with that shit.
Or in fear, be in fear of some predator system. Why does the system cost so much? Primal fear and anxiety. Cause there's a predator after you, Jackson. It's called progress and economy. There's only one word for it, and that's catastrophe. And the other name you give it, it's just a cacophony. It don't matter to me. And I know you see it. And if you don't, oh, maybe you might after tonight.
Russians were convinced that the energy for psi was as great a discovery as the atomic energy, you know, the strong and weak nuclear force which underlie nuclear weapons. So, of course, the field effects which underlie the body, the morphogenetic field which Sheldrake's talked about for decades, are the things that can de-age you and, of course, protect you from all the things you're talking about.
Okay, and are you familiar, I assume you're familiar, with the secret doctrine of Blavatsky and the information that came through from India regarding the Vimanas and humans' special abilities that links to basically Kundalini activation and what the West would call orgone and, in essence, the vril? And our abilities to change the not only our own sort of self, but also the world around us. So are you linking into that? Because that does relate also to the torsion.
Most certainly, because the Russians found under Andropov in the early 80s, who spent, according to Martin Ebon, an American author, $500 million on psychic warfare, they found that cells produced bioplasm, which you see on Kalian photography, and that the nucleus produced something called solthood, another energy field. And what I've just been trying to do is build the science of the fields which underlie the cell biology in order to initiate a condition in people using this new technology where they can live potentially over 1,000 and, more importantly, are immune to 4G and 5G, which are trying to kill them slowly. Why? Well, the British have been trying to microwave me since 96. So I had to learn how to shield myself from the deleterious effects of microwave because in Brighton, the British government desperately trying to microwave me to death, so I had to build a steel bunker. They tried to dismantle it while I was away, so I'm suing them. Microwave vans all around Brighton, emplacements, etc., satellites, you name it. So I had a special stimulus to learn techniques and technologies to shield and then abrogate the effects of the 4G. And now, of course, we've got 5G with Elon Musk putting up tens of thousands of 5G satellites to cover the planet, firing millimeter wave, having the quantum mechanics.
Wait a minute! Before Tim Raffitt goes on about quantum mechanics, he truly is one of the dark magicians, because he's going on about current events and what have you. Oh man, you see, he's doing what he does while he's in the guise of giving helpful advice. Oh shoot, that's why you gotta be beyond polarity for the space plane.
Can you get? How big can you get? Ain't you big enough yet? Now why are you stretching up taller than tall? For the bigger you get, the harder you fall. How rich can you get? Can you get? You're gonna regret, yes, the richer you get. Remember, the more that you're aching to make, it's the dough you forget.
it's two, it's two. Oh, what a fool are you. You multiply, but you can't take it with you when you die. How big can you get, can you get, can you get? The bigger you get, the more you upset. The more you upset makes the more that you fret. How big can you get, how big can you get? Jack, you can never wear more than one suit at a time. Wearing one pair of shoes, you know, ain't no crime. What do you want to do, bub? Be big like Guggenheim? A hot dog only costs that cat a dime. You can try to be a duke or a grand marquis, but you see the latest movie just the same as he. They both listen to the radio and all but free. I'm asking you, bub, how big can you be? How big can you get, can you get, can you get? How big can you get, ain't you big enough yet? Why are you stretching and tall and tall? For the bigger you get, the harder you fall. How rich can you get, can you get, can you get? You're gonna regret, yes, the richer you get. Remix, it's the dough you forget. The government takes, it's true, it's true. Oh, what a fool are you. You multiply, but you can't take it with you when you die. How big can you get, can you get, can you get? The bigger you get, the more you're upset. The more you upset makes the more that you fret. How big can you get, how big can you get?
Get that shit out the sink and acrimine that shit yourself using herbs or using the power of your thought. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That smart movement shit is dying down. It's killing your brain cells and killing off your intelligence. Fuck the whole technology revolution. The objective is to find a balance between technology and your technology, but to focus more on your shit because your shit is way more powerful than they shit. And they copied the blueprint from you. And they use that to create new technologies. So, you know, I want to stimulate that thought before I get into this lecture. You know what I'm saying? So I write in my notes.
Me too, Yogato. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3 every Tuesday night from midnight until 2 a.m. I'm the host of the show, Tony E. And that's how we did it, did it. We got lots of original cassette tape music done by me, as I often mention every week. And I'll be playing at Sala Rosa in Montreal on December 5th as part of the Exposine Extravaganza. Already happened. This must be a repeat. Strap yourselves in.
But I'm telling you, the Draco Star System been around a long guy's time, a long time. They just pop up into the same time that they pop up. Like, the only difference between their technology and the Anunnaki's technology is that the Anunnaki's technology, they can move their star systems around. So that's how sophisticated, you know, like right now we know that Orion is where Orion is. You know what I'm saying? We know that Ceres is where Ceres is, even though things constantly move in the universe. Where Ceres is today is where Pleiades is today. So 50 quadrillion billion years from now, Pleiades is going to be where Ceres is today. And Ceres is the farthest star system in the Milky Way galaxy.
It means to say Sirius, not Ceres. Is it Ceres, like C-E-R-E-S, or Sirius? Damn, fool! That's hella cosmic alien talk. Ram pulled encryptions and codes. 3196, 3196, 3196!
You know what I'm saying?
You know how you get it!
So everything moves. Pleiades gonna go where Orion is, and Orion
is going
to where Ceres is. You know what I'm saying? And so as these star systems get more energy, they move further into the cosmos. But when you say, man, I'm not a motherfucking Aetherian, Palladian, Assyrian, Ceres, I ain't none of that shit. I'm me. When you say that, then you rise above all those star systems. And that's what the 144,000 is about.
Fantastical operations. Is that what it is? Yeah, fantastical operation. No delusion. We get it right back. We take no vacation from the fantastical operation. We don't take no vacation from fantastical operation. Thank you.
man.
Baltimore, hot red ladies on the floor. Hot red ladies on the floor. This is what makes my band roar. Very well, Dandelion. Very well, Miss Dandelion. I'm going back to Baltimore. Pick this tune, pick the more. Pick this tune, pick the more. Next I pick in Baltimore. Very well, Miss Dandelion. Very well, Miss Dandelion. I'm going back to Baltimore. Charlestown girls, it's mighty bold. Charlestown girls in mighty bold, passing gate and penal toll. I got a girl in Baltimore. I got a girl in Baltimore, street car and red bar door. Pray well, Dandelion. Pray well, Miss Dandelion. I'm going back to Baltimore. Charlestown girls in mighty bold. Charlestown girls in mighty bold, passing gate and penal toll.
Charleston girls are what now?
Charlestown girls. Charlestown girls. Getting mighty bold.
See how it gets going.
I know my origin. I come from the star system, but that don't mean, nigga, I am that star system, and that's it. Period. Just intel. When you find out certain cosmic energies inside of your vessel came from certain kind of star systems, then that's when you. That's it. Just gives you more intel on your power. The shit that you can do, like the Palladians. The Palladians can do a number of different things. The Palladians do mind control. They do mind control. They can fly. They can levitate. And they can move shit with their minds. They're mental beings. They can do anything with their mind. They can move a whole mountain with their mind. They're masters of seduction and trickery. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? They control the mind. All of the telekinesis shit, psychic abilities, all that shit. That's Palladian shit. Their technology is raw too. You know what I'm saying? But they not as raw as the reptilians. The reptilians can do everything that you can think of. Besides some shit that the Anunnaki know that they can't do. But because the Anunnaki can't, you can't just look up and say that's where the Anunnaki live. You can't. You know, no one knows where they live because their technology is so advanced that they don't have to stay in one place. They can travel through any in and out of different verses, universes, inner verses, outer verses, and all that shit because they don't have to stay up. So like you can look up there and say, oh, that's Orion. You know Orion gonna be there for a long ass time. You can't look up at Nebiru and say that's Nebiru. Nigga, that might be Nebiru right now, and you might not ever see Nebiru again within a few seconds. You know, and it might be almost half of quadrillion years of incarnations before you see Nebiru again in the Milky Way galaxy. You can't, they're not stable. So by just seeing that they can move around like that so quickly through the universe, lets you know how much energy they got, and it gives you a little bit of intel into and some perspective into how expanded their technology is, how raw they, how advanced they shit is, you know? But just because they got a little sophistication don't mean that the Dracolians ain't that advanced. Nigga, the Dracolians is raw. Like super advanced beings. The Dracolian star system, them reptilians is real advanced because they can go to war. They can go to war with the Anunnaki and win. No one can go to war with the Anunnaki and win. But they can go to, they not gonna win the war, but they'll win a few motherfucking battles. They'll win a few battles. They can go to war with the Anunnaki. That's why with Lord Anu, see, Lord Anu do one thing. When the Nebiru show up, it's like a bad karma being returned to your ass. And we don't believe in bad karma. We don't believe. See, as Anunnaki, we got so much shit to where we created the laws of karma. So that shit don't even apply to us. We the elites. You know what I'm saying? We got all type of shit to where we know how to avoid karma and cheat karma and manipulate certain kind of energy. So that karma debt don't bounce off of us. We got a little technology to where I make you inherit my karma debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got technologies. So that karma shit don't apply to us. But other motherfuckers who don't really know how to avoid karma or cheat karma, that shit might apply to them. But the Dracolians, they can fight. They're sophisticated enough to fight the Anunnaki. They can't. I'm serious, because Lord Anu, when I show up, I just destroy shit. I either show up to build or destroy. I'm not showing up to have fun.
Get away from me, but that's still consciousness. 3196. Hey! My internet works completely fine. Ethernet works completely fine. 3196. We gotta start programming the program handlers. You're God now. You've already given birth to the God mentality. You and your God body, right? You've already given birth to the goddess mentality. You and your god body, right? You goddess, right? Then how you gonna have mind control handlers over you vamping on your essence and your life force when you god? That don't even make no logical sense for me. Let alone right brain shit that we own. That's not magical, mystical to be god but still controlled by a servant. These niggas is your servants. If you got anybody peasant, parasitic, if you got any mind control program handlers around you, at this point, you should be the nigga. You, if you call yourself God, show and prove it then. Yeah, y'all was waiting for Dark Lord to come back, and that y'all thought the Dark Lord, the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be nice. Y'all was thinking that the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be peaceful. You was thinking that the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be happy.
This ain't a happy situation.
You nigga, better believe that you kill your shine.
It's your servants now. If you got, then the handlers are your servants. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, let them do their thing. It's they don't serve me though.
That's what you gotta show and prove to me. You can't talk nothing else to me. I put sea salt water in it because the sea salt water, what it does is it repels against all demonic and cosmic energies around me. And I heard some activity going outside my window, so I said, fuck that, let me get up, open up both windows, all my windows, spray some fucking some of my repellent. Here, I'll show you this.
I gotta see this.
Every ghost, every bad energy, all of that shit.
Whoa.
All of that shit is gone when you start spraying this spray right here. Get you a little bottle, put some sea salt in it, and throw your crystal in there. Now, Mo Rhymes got the quartz crystal, the rose quartz dealing with love, and then Lady Yo Yola got the rose quartz dealing with love. I got that tiger's eye. I'm on their ass with this, repelling against the evil eye, repelling against low vibrational energy, psychic vampires, and all of that shit. I'll be on my tiger's eye gang for real, yo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what that is, honey. But all of that,
the ship is over. If y'all thinking that you got to steal a lot of vampires, I don't fuck your mommy anything. You need to start taking their power. You need to start programming them. Do you hear what I'm saying? You need to start ordering them around, and they need to become your servants. Just like
I program them to walk off into the ocean and not to meet the people living in cities in the sea.
And not with swimming gear.
Thank you.
what's next? Hey, yo, man. Shit, yo. Did that shit get red? No, that didn't. Get red? But what's next? And also, the star train kids don't play it with no name. We won't let it play that day. What's next?
So you need to start being like a director and direct their ass around. You need to direct them niggas. You need to direct them. You need to speak to them, and you need to demonstrate leadership. You are the head and not the tail. That means that you are a leader and not a follower. You are above and not beneath. That means you are above anything that fucking parasite can do to you. You ain't beneath it. They're beneath you. You are above them. So you treat them like they are your subjects, like they are your servants. You start mind controlling your parents. You start mind controlling your wife. You start mind controlling your husband if them niggas ain't getting down with this god body shit. You start mind controlling whoever the fuck around
you.
Believe. live in. This is my world too. I can't help what's cool to us. Might be strange to you. But you need for breathing. Borrow some of your air. Trouble in your generation. Don't take time to care. Ain't got time for politics. We never fight no war. Make it love and music.
And you God? That's awful. Samson wasn't no weak ass nigga. That nigga got mad and killed 50,000 motherfucking Philistines. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, stop being weak. Don't be no bitch ass nigga. In consciousness, in subconsciousness. You can't be a weak nigga coming in subconsciousness. Nigga, I got shit built up in the subconscious community, in the subconsciousness, in the subconscious mind for you. But nigga, you ain't gonna come to the subconscious mind with all of this shit that I've been built up and then. You let some old vampire still vamp your shit, nigga, you a bitch. Nigga, male or female, you a bitch. If you ain't doing what you need to do to take the power and energy out of these motherfuckers and proclaim that you God over these niggas, you don't let no fucking, I don't give a fuck if they used to, if you feel like they did some shit for you in the past, that's over with, nigga. Nah, nigga, you don't owe them shit. They owed you this whole time. That's why they fuck you. They been owed you all of that shit. And now you just got back they ass what you needed to get up out of their ass. And keep getting the shit that you need to get up out of their ass. They owe you that, nigga. And they gonna keep giving it to you because they know they owe it. But until you have enough balls, enough cojones to command this beast like you should be commanding them, it ain't gonna work. Your parents is now your God. So you gotta be God to your parents now. They not your parents no more. You're God, so you gotta be God to your wife. You gotta be God to your husband. They're not your that's not your husband no more. That nigga's in the world. So now you're God to that nigga. You gotta order that nigga around until he desire to be God.
I think I know some people like that. Little did they know I already was a god. So you picking the wrong fight. Was and am is. Another world. It's at a different frequency than we are. Step into the real rap game. I'm going into the true life, into the black dot.
tell you again. If I do, I won't tell you many times more, a lot. But I ain't no bio robot. Space elevator to the moon. Space elevator to Mars. Stepping in the real way that they've been traversing the stars. At least since 1957, they've been using their dark rituals to try and get up at the heavens. Don't try and trip their way, or they'll really, literally be held to pay. Kinda like the world resembling the burning lake, like the one we're in right now. I hereby destroy all blocks within me that were created by deceptive and parasitic systems. I will not be manipulated into it. I'ma do my own style and my own shit. Old spit flying out of mouthpiece on my B C bass clarinet. Any more shit, I gotta really dump out this spit.
I'm so sorry for the ones who have fallen aside and lost their way. But, man, what can I say? It's some pretty crazy times we're living in today. We're feeding an entity that just wanted to make us suffer, to feed off our pain. The dark ones cannot create anything. They're forced to steal, suck, and manipulate.
Servant until she desires to be God. Period. Give a fuck who you are. You get around me and you ain't God, you a servant. I don't care about that shit, mom, dad, that's titles. A title is what this is how this beast camouflages themselves to hurt us. Titles, nigga. My only mother is God Earth. Period. Channel information through Gaia and then tell me something. But don't put a title on nothing, because when you put a title on something, then what you're doing is you automatically trying to camouflage an intention. Titles ain't shit. You can call yourself a preacher. You can call yourself a teacher. You can call yourself a
doctor.
You can call yourself a parent. You can call yourself a husband or a wife. You can call yourself a pope or a priest. I don't give a fuck what you call yourself. Them is titles. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at energy. It's either you good energy or you bad energy, nigga. Period. And you know what else I'm looking at? I'm looking at soul ties. Are you tied to my soul? Are we a part of the same vine? Are we connected? You a servant, dude, nigga. and you're gonna serve me, because this is my earth, and I took an oath. This is my earth, and I proclaim, declared, and decreed my earth again. And you are going to serve me on my earth. Period. You're gonna serve me on my earth. You better believe that shit. Period. I don't give a fuck. All that fucking mind control handlers sticking around because they got you thinking that's the only way you can stay living where you living, or you thinking that keeping a parasite around because of some old past shit, and you feel like you owe him because he helped you out and all this, and you would have never became spiritual unless he was there to help you out. Nah, nigga, that nigga didn't want to help you. He wanted to kill you, but you was too strong.
I know that guy too.
By his weak ass. So now this nigga desperate. You stronger than him. So what are you gonna do, God, goddess? Are you gonna keep this nigga back in your shit? Or are you gonna flip the script and make that nigga your bitch? You need to make that nigga your bitch. You need to make that nigga your... He ain't your handler. You need to start handling his ass now. Or else how you gonna become the God that you are with your angels working for you? How you gonna be the God that you are with your servants? How you even gonna be a king if a king ain't got no servants? So how you gonna be a king if the king ain't got
a real mellow one, man?
How you gonna be a god if a god ain't got no angels? The niggas that surround you that was supposed to be hurting you, them is the, that's your niggas that you work with now. These are the motherfuckers that gotta work for you now. Nah, you said. So if you wanna stay around me now, that I know that I'm God, this is what you gotta do, motherfucker. And this is how far you can get to me. You gotta put limitations on these niggas. I don't give a fuck if you've been with him and he been your mind control handler for 5 years, and you probably got a kid with this motherfucker and all of this old shit. You think that this nigga is fucking, he helped you on your way and he helped you wake up. Nah, you helped you wake up. You had it in your DNA that you wanted to wake up at this time, and you just realized that this motherfucker was vamping your shit the whole time. He wasn't counting on you waking up. That nigga wanted to vamp your energy. So you don't owe that nigga shit. Everything he did for you, he did it because he needed to. He owed you that. That nigga owe you more than that shit. He is your servant, not your handler. Get that out your mind. You need to start treating that nigga like a fucking servant. You got the energy. You got. I'm talking to you men too. Why the fuck you gonna let some women run your relationship? You got, nigga. I had to tell somebody, she said, I don't know, you talking about this new girl, that she gonna come and shit, what if she hurts you? I said, hold on, I'm in control of me. That fear shit don't matter to me. If she coming because she got something to give me, and I got something to give her. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? And if she's showing proof she got it, she got it. If she's showing proof she ain't, she a servant. Period. You're either goddess or servant. Do you hear me? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You know it, dude. You kill it outside. You know it, dude.
Because, nigga, don't understand shit with me. And you ain't overstanding shit with me. There's gods and there are servants. You see what I'm saying? Period. So if they were a mind control program handling your life, you better do what you gotta do to reclaim your spiritual authority over that bitch. And you treat them niggas like they fucking servants. Do you hear me? You treat them niggas like they fucking servants. Period.